star as the long-married couple still passionate about life and each other. That's just after we hear about the return of someone else with a zest for everyday life.
The master of satire, David Sedaris, is back with his unique blend of wit and wisdom.
I know that people are now taking pictures of themselves at funerals because when I looked up selfies at funerals was the third option.
The humorist laughs at life and himself.
I've been studying Japanese. And I'll say something to Hugh. I'll say, oh, did you know that this is how you say? And he says, we're only going for 4 days.
A new series of Meet David Sedaris starts tomorrow evening at 6:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now on Radio 4, Joanna is called upon to give some marital advice.
Conversations from a Long Marriage
by Jan Etherington,
starring Joanna Lumley
and Roger Allen.
Too many broken hearts have fallen in the river. Too many lonely souls have drifted out to sea.
Episode 2, Let It Go.
Cleaning my teeth.
Not funny. Get down now.
I haven't finished yet.
Tough. Good grief. I only went out for a loaf and I come back to find you dangling like a stuntman.
I am not dangling. I'm adjusting the satellite dish to get a better signal.
You don't know how to do that.
Al said it was easy.
Al's an engineer.
Why do you always think I don't know what I'm doing?
I don't always think that. Except in this case, I do. It's not safe up there. And look, Amy's running around. She could knock you over.
Who let her out?
She came out with me because I was looking for you. I didn't know you were up the extension ladder.
Could you take her in, please, and leave me alone to complete my task?
I'm not leaving. Look, we agreed that you wouldn't go up the big ladder again.
I was just inches away from a clean getaway.
What does that mean?
Just a Jack Nicholson line that says it all. If you hadn't come back when you did...
I could have found you splattered on the terrace.
Oh, I might as well unblock the gutters while I'm up here.
No, you don't need to. Shane does that when he does the windows.
My emasculation is complete. Am I really considered incapable of flicking leaves out of my own guttering?
It's not that simple. Some things are best left to those who do it for a living, and... Oh, I've got a crick in my neck looking up at your feet. Come down now.
Ah, Verity and Jonah have finally got their garden kitchen installed.
I know.
Very smart. All wood. I'm just trying to check out what the oven's like.
Don't lean. Get down this minute.
All right. But don't blame me if the signal's still poor.
I don't care. Take it very slowly. Oh, cripes, I feel as if I'm talking you down from a cliff top.
Don't grab me.
I won't. Oh, thank God, darling.
I said don't grab me.
Oh, I couldn't resist.
Actually, I'm quite relieved. It's a bit scary up there and I need a pee.
I bet that's what Tom Cruise says when he's been up in a plane filming Top Gun. Need another ice pack?
No, thanks. The pain's easing off.
You really are completely crazy. That big ladder weighs a ton.
I know, shouldn't have done it. I'm just so cross with the signal we're getting, or not getting.
Yes, I can see it's very blurry. What are you watching?
An old edition of Top of the Pops, so I guess that's bound to be fuzzy.
What year?
1968.
Oh, gosh. That was the start of us.
It was. Are you all right?
If you knew back then what you know now, would you still have married me?
I'm banning you from drinking Rioja midweek.
I'm serious. Would you?
Absolutely not, because I'd know you'd still be asking the same daft questions 50 years later.
I've just been talking to Celia.
So how are they?
It's a bit of a sad house because she just told me that Jules has discovered she can't have children.
Isn't Jules about to get married?
Mm-hmm. But she went to the doctors and had lots of tests. Discovered she's having an early menopause.
But she's only 20-something.
24. Celia's very upset about it.
Of course. Only child, no grandchildren. Although your mother wasn't that bothered, I seem to remember.
She was the only one who was delighted we didn't have children. She hated the thought of becoming a granny. But I don't think Celia's even thinking about that. She's just devastated for Jules.
Does Jules want children?
Well, probably not immediately, but Ethan comes from a big family and... it's having the choice taken away.
Why has it happened to her?
It's not really clear. It seems her ovaries just packed up.
Maybe they can restart them?
They're not spark plugs.
Well, that is very unfortunate, but...
Celia wants me to talk to her about what it's like not having children.
Crikey. Do you really think you can do that?
I can try. I am her godmother.
I don't think that's necessarily one of your duties.
But I must help if I can.
Does Ethan know?
Not yet. She's only just found out herself. She's scared to tell him.
Ah, that's why you were asking me what if I'd known then.
Yeah.
Maybe I should talk to Ethan.
Oh, that might be a very good idea. Do you think you could? Darling?
Sorry, I was just thinking about the day we found out. Beautiful sunny morning.
We walked out of the hospital like zombies. You were clutching my hand so tightly.
It was one of those times when it feels like you're in a swimming pool and all sound is distorted and echoey.
I don't know why we decided to walk across the park.
Because it was on the way back to the station.
But we seemed to be weaving our way through a blockade of prams and pushchairs and then you picked up a toddler who'd fallen off his tricycle right in front of us.
Yes. You could pick up strange children in those days without getting arrested.
And the mother came up and thanked us. And she had a new baby in her arms. And she said, it's not easy with two, as I'm sure you'll find out one day.
And we laughed.
And then we turned away.
And you cried. She wasn't to know.
I'm cross with myself that it's still so painful.
Right. I don't think you should do it. It's too much to ask.
I feel I can't say no. I'm just not sure what I can say that would be of use.
Would you like to run your thoughts past me before you talk to her?
Well, that might help. A lot. But do you really want to go back there?
Might be easier if we go back together.
Thank you, darling.
Let me top you up first.
You said you were going to ban me from drinking midweek.
Don't pretend you'd have listened.
Oh, my God, Sal, a month? Well, I'm not surprised. Does he know how you feel? Of course, he would be thrilled, but unbelievably tough for you. Honestly, I don't know what to suggest except, I don't know, sign up for a singles trekking holiday through the Australian outback. Look, I'm just going to take the dog out. I'll swing by and we can talk about it properly. 20 minutes? OK, bye. Come on, Amy. Walkies. Darling?
What?
Don't what me.
Okay, what?
Who was it who said 95% of married life is shouting what from room to room?
James Watt and his immediate family.
And the other 5% of marriage is hearing your partner say doesn't matter.
For God's sake, I'm busy. What do you want?
Stop snapping at me. I don't like it.
Sorry, but I'm on the phone trying to get some sense out of Yap Yap or whatever they call themselves these days, and I've been listening to Vangelis for weeks.
I thought the TV was okay now. Is it still pixelating?
No. I'm just phoning them for a chat about the price of fish. Of course it is! What's really frustrating is someone did answer about 40 minutes ago and took the details and then silence. And now I'm being held in a queue and my call is important to them. Ah, liars. I need a pee. Here, can you hold the phone for a minute?
But I'm taking the dog out, going to Sal's.
I'll be in and out quicker than a penguin down a water slide. Anyway, they won't answer till Thursday.
Do not do the crossword in there. I know you put it on the shelf. Come straight back.
All right. Don't cut yourself off by mistake.
Yeah, right. Do 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 do. Ba boo boo boo. Sorry about this, Amy. Slight delay. Just sit down. Sit. Sit.
Thank you for holding.
Good girl.
I'm sorry.
Oh, hello. Yes, we have a problem with our TV reception. My husband has already given you those details. Do you? Hang on, he's got the account number and the paperwork with him. He's just in the, just 2 seconds. Darling,
What?
He won't be a minute. Are you still there? Hello? Oh, hell, farts and utter bums. Ah!
What?
Doesn't matter.
Shout, shout, let it all out. These are the things I can do without. Come on, I'm talking to you. Come on.
Oh, I need a pint of water, quick.
You look completely wiped out.
You should see the other guy. Thank God I had a puncture so I could stop for 5 minutes. Peter, annoyingly, took the break as an excuse to do some lunges and squats. Oh,
you should tell him it's too much for you.
It's not. Let me get my breath back. I have big news.
Peter's son, Joe, is staying with them for a whole month.
How do you know?
Sally told me, and I'd have told you yesterday if I'd been speaking to you, which I wasn't.
He's thrilled.
Sally isn't.
Really? He never said.
Well, he wouldn't, because he doesn't know or doesn't care how Sally feels. Doing what he wants has always been his default position, which is how he got a son in the first place.
What did Sally say, then?
Look, could you peel off your lycra somewhere else?
Well, don't you find it a bit of a turn-on when things pop out?
Flop out?
Oh, I'm just so hot. I've got to get everything off quickly.
Isn't that the opening line of Debbie Does Dallas?
How would I know? Yes, so Sally is upset. No change there, then, because...
It's quite a complicated answer, really, which I can't formulate while I'm staring at Bradley Wiggins' dad doing a striptease.
There! Free at last. I don't think I could ever take up diving or skiing. I'm not a fan of constricting clothing. Is that my bathrobe?
Get off!
Come on! I need it for my modesty.
No, you're all sweaty. And it's freshly washed.
But if I stand around with nothing on, there's a danger you'll find me impossible to resist.
No, I'm taking it upstairs.
Let's take it upstairs together, babe.
Oh, for goodness sake, have it.
Ah, thank you. Oh, it's lovely and warm.
It's just out of the tumble dryer.
Room inside for two.
Oh, jeepers, who knew an electric bike was a marital aid? I'm going to chuck a bucket of water over you.
Tempting. But let's have a cup of tea first and we'll see where the evening takes us.
I tell you where it's going to take us if you'll stop prattling about. Out for a pizza with Di and Al. So you'd better have a nap first.
Tell me about Sally. That'll send me to sleep.
That's not very nice. She's pretty cheesed off with Peter because he's told Kirsty he'll have Joe to stay without discussing it with her at all.
And she's not keen on the idea?
But of course she's not. Joe's a constant reminder of Peter's affair and almost marriage to Kirsty.
Yes, I can see it's tough for her.
Well, it's more than tough. Sally's been remarkably tolerant.
No, she hasn't. She's been a raging virago.
Well, maybe not tolerant, but outwardly sanguine about it all.
Mm.
She's had Joe for weekends, even Christmas, but she never, ever wanted children of her own. And taking on someone else's five-year-old for weeks on end is not what she fancies doing as a senior rail card holder.
Oh.
And yes, those were her exact words, seasoned with a few ripe curses.
I remember she was very anti-motherhood, even as a teenager. I don't think Peter minded either way when they were young, but since Joe came along, he's realised how wonderful it can be having a child.
So it's a dilemma for her. Should she say no and risk Peter's disappointment, or let Joe come to stay and put up with it?
Look at me. It's upset you, hasn't it? Come inside my fluffy robe.
No, you're whiffy.
Au contraire, this smells of fragrant laundry sheets.
It's a wonderful irony, isn't it? Sally can't stand the idea of having a child around. Whereas...
I think it's more about whose child it is.
No, she really doesn't like kids. He'll probably sense that. He's old enough now.
Sally won't play the wicked... What is she? Not a stepmother?
No, because she was there first. There's no word for it, really. Anyway, I said we'd have Joe for a few days.
What?
Give Sally a break. He's very active.
Oh, bugger.
And you are his godfather.
Honorary godfather, appointed just after my knee replacement. I think Peter expects me to be the one steering him towards the Beat Poets, Joni Mitchell and Cinema Verite, not having a kickabout on the common. He's got a couple of 20-something godparents for that.
Tough. I've told her we would. So you better start practicing your flying tackles. Oh, obviously not on me. Oh, that's definitely a red card.
Hold me close, don't let me go. Oh no. Yes, I love you
You know
we're gonna...
What? When I lift my arm up like this, it hurts.
Well, don't do it then.
All across my back, it aches.
You've just broken my concentration. I'm making some notes for Jules.
Oh, I'm sorry if I'm standing here inconveniently in agony.
Okay. Did you go round to Jenny's yesterday with the power hose?
I did. Sluiced out all the muck and mouse droppings. You could eat off her garage floor now.
And has she got a basketball hoop on the back wall for the teenagers?
Let me think.
You had a go, didn't you? For about half an hour?
Well, I had to beat Jenny, didn't I?
But you didn't beat her. She was laughing when she told me. You just wouldn't give up.
Am I to have no private life at all?
Not in this street, no.
I'm getting old and creaky, aren't I?
Undoubtedly.
It makes me a bit sad. Do you think I've still got a vigorous walk? Bit of a swagger?
Yes, look, can we talk about your insecurities later? I need to finish these thoughts because I'm going to see Jules tomorrow.
Oh, OK, sorry. Why don't you take Sally with you, give the alternative view?
I think that would be counterproductive. Jules wants a family, but Sally never did. She even refused to babysit for her friends. Remember when we all went round to Paula's and she gave Sally the baby to hold and Sally handed it back and said, babies are not my thing.
Never knowingly sensitive.
She was treated like a freak because she was adamant she didn't ever want to be a mother.
She used to bang on about overpopulating the planet even then.
And that just wasn't fashionable in the 60s.
Everyone thought you got married because you were planning to have kids.
And that's what we wanted until we found out we couldn't.
So what have you said in your notes for Jules?
I've had to be honest and tell her it'll feel like the end of your world, because it did to me.
Never quite gone away, has it?
I think it's heightened because I'm talking about it at the moment, and it's bringing back that feeling of isolation when all our friends were flaunting babies and in the club.
I remember very intrusive questions, like, what's up with you two? Not doing it enough? As if. People just don't think. They're deliriously happy with a new baby. They obviously believe you could pop one out just as easily.
Are all those temperature charts, sex by appointment, before we discovered we were wasting our time. It was all my fault.
No.
Because of that terrible miscarriage. It broke us apart.
But we put ourselves back together again. Time passed.
Yeah. But then you get a different question along the same lines. How many grandchildren have you got?
Not always. People are more likely to whip out a photo of their Labrador than their grandchild. Which reminds me, I took this pic when Amy was confused by a tortoise at Jenny's yesterday. Cute, eh?
In the night there are sights to be seen.
I don't know what those flying rats are eating, but it's purple.
The blackberries, obviously.
This can't go on. It's ruining the paintwork. I'm going to sprinkle some Imodium on the blackberry bush.
That's a bad idea. We eat the blackberries too.
Collateral damage. What the world needs now is more constipated pigeons.
Did you clean it all off?
For now, but it's farting against thunder. They're all sitting in the tree, wings on hips, waiting for me to go inside, and then, it's all right, lads, he's buggered off. Back to today's mission. See if you can hit the wing mirror, Percy, and aim for the door handle, Morris.
Morris?
Shall I make us a sandwich?
Great. Oh, Sally's put her foot down.
On what?
She says she's only letting Joe stay for 10 days. If Peter wants to be with him for any longer, he can, and I quote, bloody well take him off to Disneyland, Legoland, or any of the other lands where lone fathers desperately try to bond with the children they hardly know.
What did Peter say?
She hasn't told him yet.
Then we'd better make up the bed in the spare room. One of them will storm out tonight and end up here.
Sally's not going to give any ground. I put my money on Peter.
Then I'll get out the blue sheets.
Oh, gender stereotyper. You're going to put Action Man on the pillow.
He's not having my Action Man.
Do men ever entirely grow up?
I think you know the answer to that one.
I'll get the sheets out while you make us a sandwich.
I can sort Peter's bedding out later. I thought you were going to see Jules tonight.
Well, funny thing. Celia phoned and apologised for asking me to talk to Jules. She said she was just so concerned about her and she was trying to think of someone who'd know how it felt to be told you could never have children.
That's exactly what I said must have happened.
And now She realizes how painful it must be for me, recalling that time in my life, and she wouldn't want to put me through it.
Good. I'm glad she phoned you.
Hey, is this anything to do with you?
What do you mean?
Did you talk to her and tell her I was upset?
I'm not that sensitive.
You are? Sometimes? Quite often? It wouldn't be surprising if you had said something, because I know you're worried about me. And you always like to fix things.
Well, it's fixed itself. You don't have to do it.
Of course I do.
So, you're still going to meet Jules?
Look, the truth is, it was a long time ago for me, but it's very fresh and raw for Jules, and of course I must talk to her.
OK, if you really want to do this.
I do. She's actually coming here tomorrow now. She wants to see the dog.
Oh, it's from Peter.
We haven't made the bed up yet.
He wants me to meet him for a drink and tell him what to do. They've had a row and Sally's on her way round here.
Sally?
It's the pink sheets, then.
Though you are far away, I know you'll always be near to me. Hang on to sleep, and imagine that you're there with me.
Morning, honey, I'm home. Oh, totally run out.
Oh, you could do with a shower. Did you sleep at all?
We talked for most of the night, and at about 2 a.m, I thought I might as well stay in the house with him, as Sally's obviously not coming back. I did send you a text late last night.
I know, I read it when I woke up for a pee. So what's happening now?
Peter's gone off to pick up Joe.
Did you give him any advice?
Mostly I just let him talk, though I did say, don't upset Sally. Is she still in bed?
No, she's taken the dog out with Jules.
Jules is here already?
Yes, she came really early. And of course, Sally was staying, so the three of us had quite a long chat. I'm about to make brunch while they take Amy to the common.
How'd it go? Presumably, Sally's been telling Jules she would be better off without kids.
Well, initially she did, but she was very sympathetic and discussed it in a surprisingly sensitive, practical and, you know, quite funny way. Oh, you know, Sally, the world is overrun with ankle biters. So I'm glad she was here.
Told her she'd be useful.
Jules was very positive as well. She's talked about it to Ethan, and he was extremely understanding and said he only wants her and really isn't at all bothered about having children.
Sounds like she's got one of the good guys.
It does, doesn't it? He's only concerned for her like you were for me.
One of us had to try and stay strong.
And you did, most of the time. And definitely when it mattered.
Thank you. Do you think Jules has got over the initial shock?
Well, they're making plans to travel quite extensively, go to Australia for a year or two, and then see how they feel. Ethan is quite happy to adopt if she wants to be a mother.
You didn't want to do that.
No, I didn't. Sometimes I wish we had. I suppose I just wanted our baby or nothing. I couldn't help it, but that's how I felt.
We felt.
Good news is, lots of her friends apparently don't want children either. One of them sent her a link to the Non-Mums Network.
How fantastic that she's got a supportive gang of friends.
You know, Jules said something lovely to me about how she could see I'm having such a wonderful, happy, fulfilled life.
Who with?
Ah, yeah, funny. She can see the love we have between us, and she envies that and wants that for her marriage. And she realises, when she looks at us, that you don't have to have children to have a happy married life.
At which point, I'm guessing, Sally chipped in with hear, hear.
She did, exactly that. But the important thing I wanted to say to Jules is that I believe I'm the lucky one. I have the most important thing, a lifelong love affair with my husband, uncomplicated by having to share that love with hordes of children.
Also, they'll have much more disposable income because kids are so bloody expensive. I'll tell Ethan that.
Next time I'm marrying an incurable romantic.
One love.
What about a wanna?
One heart.
What about a
little? Let's get together and feel all right.
As it was in the beginning.
One love.
So shall it be in the end.
One heart.
All right.
Give thanks and praise to the Lord.
Ah, oh, traffic is crazy. Wish I'd taken the bike.
You can't get a pack of 9 loo rolls on a bike.
Ah, oh, I knew I'd forgotten something.
Hilarious.
The suit will be ready on Tuesday. Where shall I put the ticket?
Give it to me. You'll lose it.
Hoped you'd say that.
Did you have a sandwich in town?
No, ridiculous queue at the deli. I'm starving.
Fancy an omelette?
Lovely.
Ham and tomato, bacon and mushroom, cheese and onion?
All of the above.
You make the coffee.
Will do. How's your day been so far?
Interrupted. Sally's just been on the phone, sobbing.
Bloody Nora, shall I get the pink sheets out again?
No need.
Joe's only been there 5 minutes. It can't have gone wrong already, but it has it?
Quite the opposite. When Joe came through the door with Peter yesterday, he was clutching a big card that he'd drawn himself.
Oh.
He gave it to Sally, and it was a picture of her and Peter, with him in the middle, holding their hands, and it said, "To my other mummy, kiss, kiss."
Oh, he's obviously heading for a career in the diplomatic service.
As soon as she looked at it, she started crying.
Oh.
But that was because she said it was such an unflattering likeness. Apparently he'd drawn her with crossed eyes, her hair was orange and grey spikes, her legs like bloody tree stumps, darling.
I hope she didn't ask him to do it again.
Not even Sally would do that. She gave him a hug and a mini magnum. And now they're all going to Disneyland Paris next week.
You're joking!
I know! Who'd have thought it? Oh, more good news. TV's fixed.
I thought he was coming tomorrow.
Well, he had a cancellation and called in on the off chance.
Ah, but I wanted to be here, make sure it was sorted.
Don't panic, it is. Young guy, whizzed up the ladder. Fortunately, he was very agile.
And you get out a deck chair to keep an eye on his progress?
Oh, he was no Diet Coke man. Rather skinny and hunched with a buzz cut. You look much sexier up a ladder. Your hair blowing in the wind, letting off a string of expletives.
Clinging on for dear life. All good news then, especially for Sally.
I suppose so. It's just, I can't quite work out where the idea for the card came from. Joe's too young to know how to navigate the emotional minefield of shared parenthood.
Hmm.
And Kirsty wouldn't have got him to do it. She's completely indifferent to Sally's feelings. Peter would never come up with that idea on his own in a million years either.
He might have done.
Did he mention it when he was with you?
He didn't. No, not at all.
But you did?
How'd you get to that?
I bet you did, didn't you? He asked for your advice about how to make Sally more welcoming to Joe.
Yes, that was the reason why we were talking all night.
And,
OK, I might have run it up the flagpole along with naming a star after Sally to buying her a goldfish. Hey!
Oh, I knew it. I love you. You are the most kind and wonderful person.
Oh,
I really, really love you.
Right. Now we've established that. What happened to the omelette?
And now the marriage vow.
Conversations from a Long Marriage
was written by Jan Etherington.
It starred Joanna Lumley
and Roger Allen.
It was produced and directed by Claire Jones
and was a BBC Studios production.
And you can join Joanna and Roger again at the same time next week when they find themselves all at sea. Well, back to this evening, and we'll of course be finding ourselves in Ambridge next, where Linda is about to up the ante in this evening's Archers. And on front row at 7:15, the actor Nathaniel Martello-White will be telling Nick Ahad about his directing debut with the psychological thriller The Strays. Front Row is live here on Front Row on Radio 4 in just over 15 minutes.
BBC Sounds. If you own a smart speaker, did you know you can access a whole world of BBC content through it? To get started, just say open BBC Sounds. Then ask your speaker to play whatever you want. You could listen to a music mix like this. Play Focus Beats. Or try a new podcast. Play Desert Island Discs. And of course, if you want to listen to live radio, you can just say, play Radio 4. Music, radio and podcasts available on most smart speakers. Just say, open BBC Sounds to get started.